You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Okay, welcome back to Real Presence Live with Jack Canelli and Doreen Canelli, his wife, as your hosts. And this is going to be interesting, I think, for a lot of you listeners. The Newman Guide recently added the University of Mary graduate program to its list of recommended Catholic grad programs. Then we have Dr. Donnie Bungum. I hope I pronounced your name correctly, Doctor. And he's going to tell us about this program, but I want to blow your horn a little bit here, too. He says that you were just awarded the Bismarck Mandan Chamber of Commerce Teacher of the Year. Well, congratulations. And so, why don't you talk to us about the dual master degree program of Business Administration, Master of Arts at UMary. And it's one that the Newman Guide apparently now recommends on his list of Catholic grad programs. And I think you might want to talk about, or maybe I'll just do it for a second, a lot of schools out there have the Catholic brand. They claim the name. And they're not exactly Catholic in what they do or what they teach. I know I had a friend of mine who had some kids in junior year, and they asked, what are some good Catholic schools? And I said, well, I'll tell you, but you will not have heard of any of them. So anyway.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Doctor, go ahead. You can just kind of introduce yourself and the program. Sure. and talk about the Newman Guide.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I know that you do great work in this area, spreading the good news and the amazing things that are going on in the church. So my name is Dr. Donald Bungum, and I'm Associate Professor of Philosophy, and I direct the MA-MBA program at the University of Mary. And the program is a dual degree. So on the one hand, it's an MBA in business, but on the other hand, it's an MA in philosophy. And so students who go through our program actually receive two degrees. We built it that way because we're very serious about providing formation in both of these areas. Now, the program, it's quite flexible. It's totally online. Typically, we encourage students to pursue it in about four semesters. So they'll usually start in the fall and go fall, spring, summer, and then the following fall. But we're flexible, and so we can, if a student wants to go fast, we can actually do it up to three semesters, so basically in the course of one calendar year. Or if students want to take things at a kind of slower pace, they can do it up to six semesters, basically taking one course at a time. So we're very flexible in that way. But what the program is meant to do, now, I guess I kind of want to tell a story about it. When we first were dreaming up this program, I thought it was an awful idea. Which is really ironic and funny, because they said, well, we're thinking about doing an MBA in business and an MA in philosophy at the same time. What do you think? I said, that's terrible. That's an awful idea. Why? Because an MBA in business, you know what that sounds like? Money. And an MA in philosophy, do you know what that sounds like? No money. So I thought we were just combining things that did not make sense at all. But there was great wisdom, actually, in putting these things together. And I saw that during the first year of teaching in and then running the Summer Institute for this program. So each summer we run a one-week on-campus institute. And so our students are all online, and they take all their classes online, and they're from across the whole country, which has been absolutely amazing to meet these students. But we have a one-week institute on campus where we get them all together. We get to see each other in person. They get to meet the faculty. They get to meet the campus. They get to meet North Dakota. They get to see and feel and taste our mission. We get to spend time together, meals. We go on field trips. We learn about local businesses and business leaders. So it's a great time to spend together. So I meet these people, and we're eating lunches and dinners together. And I'm realizing, actually, putting together the MBA and the MA is utterly necessary. And these students in this program, they want and they need both of these skills and habits of mind. And I really hadn't met too many people like this before, because, like, I'm... You know, my degree's in philosophy, and I've spent a lot of time in academia. And so, you know, I mean, I I spend time in the wider world, obviously, but I'm not in business management or business leadership, and so these aren't exactly my circles. But now I'm meeting these people, and on the one hand, they don't want the classroom stuff to end. They want more philosophy. They actually wanted our institute to go for 2 weeks. They did not want to go home. And so they loved doing the philosophy. They loved reading. They loved thinking about it. But on the other hand, they were deeply enmeshed in their organizations, and they had such an amazing care for the people around them. That was the number one thing that I saw, is that the people that I was working with, these students, they were in healthcare management. They were in legal advocacy. We had a pro-life lawyer from Virginia, multiple people from the military, multiple priests, and this is outstanding preparation for priests who have so many responsibilities in organization, in educational leadership, so all sorts of different areas of leadership, and they just cared so deeply about their people. That's how they talked to them. I want to do good by my people. And so they need the skills, the chops, the MBA chops, to be able to do financial analysis, to be able to have organizational theory and leadership theory, to be able to do market analysis, to be able to do HR, to be able to do accounting. These are the sort, now, like, look, it actually takes other faculty. I can't do this stuff, so I depend on my people in the business school who are outstanding, led by Carl Sovak, who's our dean in the Tharaldson School of Business. So we really need both of these. And what I came to see at the end of all of this is that there is a means-end relationship. I should have seen it as a philosopher, so I'm a little bit ashamed. But there's a means-end relationship here, because what philosophy does is it gives you a clear vision of the end. What is the goal? And I can tell you what the goal is. The goal is happiness. And we can say that as philosophers, it's contemplation of God. And as Catholics, we can say that it's the perfect possession of the perfect good. It is the beatific vision. That is the goal. And as goods are better, they become more shareable. And so it's also the common good. God is the universal common good. And so we need clear vision of this, and that's what the philosophy side gives. But it's not good enough, actually, just to have vision of the end. You also have to have skills. So I always think of Jesus, you know, when he says, be as wise as serpent and innocent as doves. And I'm like, that's our program. That's our program, is that we need to have the wisdom to order and to see the end. And so we need that. But then we also need the competence to be able to write the policies and do the market predictions and hire the right people and organize our organizations in prudential ways. And so the balance of these two programs is really outstanding. And one of the fruits of this was the first class that we graduated 2 years ago. One of them, I'll never forget, his name is Joshua, and he's a 25-year, he's up in Grand Forks, and he's an Army National Guard instructor. And so he was doing this MA-MBA program, and when he was graduating, he said, how was it for you? Did it really work? He said, I think every MBA program should have these philosophy classes. It needs these philosophy classes. The reason why is because every single day in the military, I am asked to make decisions between basically results on the one hand and people on the other hand. And it feels like every single day I'm stuck in a dilemma of choosing between the one or the other. And so when we started learning about the virtues, when we started to learn about moral principles, I felt that and I started applying it on day one.
Wow.
So like, thank you so much. That is, it was just such a beautiful word that he said to me, that like, that he, who has great responsibility, high stakes, but he felt the ethical pull of his situation, and he knew that he needed the business chops, but he also needed the moral principles at the same time. And that's something I think that we do very well in our program. So all of this is integrated with Catholic social thought, the Catholic imaginative vision, and the Catholic intellectual vision. And so our course is meant to provide an introduction to the liberal arts, an introduction to the perennial philosophy about what it means to be a human being, what it means to live in community, what it means to live well, what it means to flourish. And then the social role, responsibility, and promise of businesses and organization as members of civil society. And we do all of that guided by classical philosophical principles and the Catholic social thought of the Church.
Wow.
it sounds interesting. It sounds like a book I read a number of years ago on Catholic business by the John Ryan Institute out of St. Thomas. But
yes.
It was kind of like that business, yes, you're in the business of, you know, trying to make some money, but also it's looking at business as a place where the humans can flourish.
Well, it's a practical way to live Vatican II, to bring the church into the world.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a wonderful program, and it kind of takes business out of the it makes it a little bit less of a mercenary kind of enterprise, I guess.
That's
would
right.
be the way of putting
yes.
it.
That's right. It's deeply humanizing. That is one of the things that John Paul II loved to emphasize, is that Christ came to reveal man to himself. And I think when we get ourselves into, basically concupiscence, right? When we're too set on riches, when we're too set on the world, then we forget our humanity, we forget our neighbors, we walk by the ill person beaten by robbers on the side of the road, and we think about our bottom line, and I don't have time for that. And so Christ came to reveal man to himself and to do that in every sphere of society. And business is powerful, and business can be a great force for good, but it can't be that unless we understand what we are for, and that's what the philosophy helps to remind us of.
Could you quickly tell our listeners how they can apply for this program?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you just go ahead, probably the easiest way is just to Google it, like pretty much anything these days. Mm-hmm. But if you go to the University of Mary online and take a look at our business programs, and you will see our Doctor of Business, you'll see our Master of Organizational Leadership, you'll see our MBA, and then you'll see our MBA and MA in Philosophy, and you can find it right there.
MBA, MA in Philosophy.
Okay, well, thanks for asking that, Doreen, because I'm sure some of our listeners would like to check that out. And we've been talking with Dr. Donnie Bungum at
right.
the University of Mary. And with that, I'm sorry, we're out of time, and we have to move on to the break. But, Doctor, we certainly want to thank you for being with us, and perhaps we can have you on another time down the road where you can kind of tell us about the successes of some of your students out of your program. So
I'd love to do that. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Up next on Real Presence Live, we're going to go on a shrine tour of the Upper Midwest with Mary Hanbury. And I think for those of you who are looking at family vacation ideas, stay with us for the other side of the break. We'll be back with more Real Presence Live.
Stay with us. There's more Real Presence Live to come on the Real Presence Radio Network. Searching for more great Catholic content? Visit our website at realpresenceradio.com. Find Catholic news you can trust, information about events coming up in the local area, and the latest on what's happening at the RPR Network. And don't forget that you can listen to any of our stations around the clock from anywhere in the world. Need prayers for someone or something in your life? You can submit those through our online form for the entire family to pray for. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope. Online at realpresenceradio.com.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic with Bible Study. The sacraments of matrimony and holy orders are sacraments of service, which means they are directed towards the salvation of others. Through holy orders, a priest gives himself to the church through service to the faithful. Through marriage, the spouses give themselves to one another in service and love. Popular thought tells us marriage is for emotional or romantic fulfillment alone, but the Church, in her wisdom, calls us to something much greater, a communion of life and love. This holds true also for the sacrament of holy orders. A priest does not become a priest for personal fulfillment. He is consecrated for the sanctification of the body of Christ. The Church is fortified and consecrated through these sacraments of service. Whatever your vocation, how can you deepen the way you serve those around you today?
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
On the next Real Presence Live, your hosts will be Karen Selensky and Father Craig Hochalter, live from Bismarck. Joining them will be Bishop Andrew Cousins, who will speak about the upcoming Eucharistic Congress in Bemidji, Bishop David Kagan, who will speak about the Easter season, and Ken and Marianne Dupong, who will speak about their daughter Michelle Dupong's path to sainthood. Tune in to the next Real Presence Live, Thursday morning from 9 to 11.